The Very Interesting Show contains mature adult content not suitable for anybody. If you classify as anybody, turn back now. You have been warned.
I was paid to put on a killer show.
Rev up those fryers!
All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome. It is fantastic to be back. I mean, I'm forgetting about the fact that I did it last week, too, but that doesn't count. This time counts as being back because we are indeed back.
We're here. You're here. Thank you so much for joining us in another special edition of The Very Interesting Show.
This one for Thursday, November 4th, 2021. And thank you all for joining us. And we're going to wait on Justin to get here. I imagine he's on his way over here. I don't know where he went, but he said he would be here tonight, so I'm gonna take him at his word. And it's kind of it makes a little bit of sense because we have a lot to catch up on. And before we get to all of the juicy goods that happened over the last month and a half, I want to bring to light to you guys, I think, what is a grand conspiracy that's going around in the world of pedestrianism. Now, I don't want to sound like a brooding artist or anything, but one of my pre-show rituals on the occasion is to go out for a nice walk. It helps me clear my head, kind of get stuff in order a little bit for what I want to do, and it helps words come out better and faster and stronger.
Gets the blood flowing, the words flowing. It gets the people going.
Yeah, and so I figured something out. So I actually took a walk to Walgreens because I was itching for some soda. I got some Sprite Zero. It literally ingest the fucking aspartame right into my veins.
Hey, man, you got any of that zero-calorie sodas?
It honestly makes me wish I bought a pack of cigarettes because both of my vapes died literally like 5 minutes ago just before the show. Oof. And now I might walk back to Walgreens after this.
We'll be right back. We're walking to the store.
So we're going
to
take a break real quick, and we'll be back in a moment. So I was crossing the street on my way to Walgreens, and you have to push those buttons in order to get the walk sign to show up as you walk across the street. Mm-hmm. And there's something that I'm confused about, and I think this is a conspiracy because the way that the buttons are set up, I believe, is set up differently depending on where you go. Now, I know you, Johnny Horndog, you go down to downtown a lot and do some walking around. I don't want to say a lot, but enough to get a good idea.
Been around the block.
So I am not sure if this is the same way that it works downtown, but I realize that I'm an idiot when I walk up to these things. And so what happens is I walk up to one of them and there's two buttons. There's one that's right there, right as you walk up to where you're going to cross. Mm-hmm. And then there's another one that's on the other side. And I don't know which button to press. I know one of them says cross X street, but I don't know what cross X street means. Does it mean cross across the street or does it mean cross the perpendicular street? I'm not quite sure how that is exactly.
Is it ever perpendicular? Can you imagine just like pressing that button and then just walking like down the middle of the road, just like crossing all the traffic? Be like, hey, thanks, guys. Hey, don't you honk at me. Don't you see the hand?
I got the light.
The light, you little bastard.
It's actually a little bit confusing because of the way maybe I just need to like stop and sit there and think about it and experiment with it a little bit. But okay, so the only street that I'm going to say is Avalon Park. I'm not going to say the other cross section because that would give
away the secret headquarters.
Yeah,
to
that
the very
would.
Interesting show.
That would bring you guys a little bit behind the veil, too far behind the veil. But so I get up to the buttons and I'm about to press the button that says, okay, cross Avalon Park Boulevard. and the Avalon Park Boulevard is the side one. I don't know whether or not to press that one or whether or not to reach around to, you know, give the pole a reach around right. and press the other button. And so what I end up doing every single time is I walk up and I press both of them.
You bastard.
I'm one of those fucks.
You fucking bastard.
I am one of those fucks that presses both of them. That way, also, it leaves the light red for like 30 seconds to let supposed invisible ghosts cross to the other side that nobody needs to cross because I'm the only one there. And all those drivers, and I'm not going to lie, it is a little bit satisfying to let those fucking drivers sit there for an extra 30 seconds when they don't have to.
Meanwhile, I'm like running late. I'm like, what the fuck? There's nobody here. Why is this red light here?
It is me, and I will admit that when I'm driving, that annoys the shit out of me. But as a but as a pedestrian, you know, I am all for pedestrian rights. I will fight for you.
Yeah.
If you're a pedestrian out there, I will champion your cause, and I will I will fight with you to the death. Honestly,
hey, it's not as bad. I was walking downtown recently, and it was a clear road. Like there was nobody coming, and we were all going anyways. And then one of the people I was with, I didn't know him too well, he just hits the button anyway. I'm like, you fucking bastard.
Hey, maybe he's like me. Maybe he's one of those people that's just confused by it. He doesn't know which button he's got to press.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm not even going to give him that kind of justification. This guy knew that we were all crossing. We were already halfway across the street, and he knew that he can go safely all the way across the street. But he still decided he was going to give some fucker a red light. And for that, you, my friend, are the asshole.
No, that... You know what? I'm going to take that guy's side. No, did you see the look on his face? Did he look like he was kind of trolling? Did he have little... Did he had a little shithead look on his face? Like, oh, I got you good. I got you guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I turned around and was like, you're a dick. He's just like...
he laughed exactly
that, too. Yeah. He's like, I think you might be a villain in some series. I don't know. That's exactly what it sounded.
He must have still had a little bit of the Halloween spirit left in him. I don't. When was this? Was this fairly recent, or was this just maybe a random trip?
Yeah, a little before Halloween, I'd say. Yeah.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, maybe he was just getting in the spirit of things and letting his evil villain out.
I'll fight for you, pedestrian. So fear not. I'm on your side because I'm one of you. But I'll fight for you still, nonetheless. But it is a little bit confusing. I really think that it works different both ways, because when I was going to college, when I was going to Florida State, the way that they were set up, it was very clear. And I had figured it out at that point to where, okay, across this street means that you're walking actually across the street and going over there. And yet somehow when I move back here and have to walk around here, it somehow means the opposite. I had used my previous base of knowledge to believe that I was pressing the right button, and yet I go up and I press the button that I think is the right one, and then it's for the other one. So it just throws everything all around.
Aren't they all set up where
that's what
the button that you press is facing the direction in which you're trying to cross?
That's what I thought. I thought, okay.
So this one is not like that.
No, this one is not like that. The thing that makes sense is you'd think that you would walk up, you'd press the button towards the direction that you're trying to go.
Yeah, that seems
logical.
Or you
press the button for, you know, the street that you're trying to actually cross over.
Right.
And I guess that's just not how it's set up on the street. So... Maybe that's a little bit of my fault. Maybe that's a little bit of the grand conspiracy. But, I mean, or maybe a little bit from column A, a little bit from column B. It's tough to say. And, of course, I refuse to blame myself for this. It's everybody else's fault but mine. So that's just how it goes. I'm going to take that. I will run with it to my grave. And I'll just choose to exist like that as a annoying pedestrian. So I will fight for you, annoying pedestrians. Trust.
So what do you guys think? Is that how your crosswalk system is set up? Because that's the first that I'm hearing. I'm a little surprised that you're telling me this, because I figured it was always that little button that you press is facing the crosswalk direction in which you're trying to cross.
See, I thought so, too. And it sounds like quite a confusing issue. So, you know, if anybody else is pedestrianically challenged like I am, I'm making up words here. If anybody else is challenged like that, then please let me know. I would love if you left a comment. Of course, be sure to follow the YouTube. We are live on YouTube at this very second. you know, if you're watching the VOD, then we're not live at this very second. But if you're watching at 9:10 p.m., then we are indeed live at this very second. So you can also follow on Facebook, too. It is facebook.com/simulationradio and twitch.tv/simulationradio. We do stream on all of those things. So on the way home,
yeah,
I saw what looked like Acid Attack Zach's car, because Justin is using Acid Attack Zach's car while he's off in wherever the fuck he is at another wedding.
I think it's Bali.
That was where he went for his honeymoon, but
he's
came
already
back.
Gone again. No wonder why he was asking in the chat how his In-N-Out Burger order is. I was like, the fuck is this guy talking about?
Okay, I had to look up something actually when he posted that, which is that he posted his order for In-N-Out. Apparently, he's In-N-Out on the West Burger. Coast at a wedding right now, and he posted on his order animal fries well done, which I know if you're a West Coaster, then you're very familiar with the In-N-Out animal fries, but I had to sit there and think about it for a minute. Like, wait a minute. Can you have fries that are well done? Or what would possibly be on animal fries that are well done? And so I had to look it up. I looked up what well done animal fries mean.
Yeah.
And
they're not just double fried?
No. Or yeah, actually, yes. It's the fries that are double fried, because supposedly the In-N-Out fries are so bad that they come soggy. According to a whole bunch of different reviews, at least, that apparently the In-N-Out fries are so damn soggy and so fucking bad that the thing to do, the trick, kind of like ordering a McGangbang, if you know that that's a thing and you know that that's what you want to order, the trick to it is to order the animal fries well done. And then, yeah, it's exactly like you said. They go in and double fry them. That way the fries are nice and crispy. Because the thing about animal fries is you're loading a whole bunch of shit on top of them. You're loading whatever fucking sauce it is. I didn't pay attention to that part of the article. But I'm actually a little bit surprised to hear that In-N-Out fries are so bad. Because, the West Coast, at least all the esports people that I follow, do nothing but fucking rave about In-N-Out and how In-N-Out is so great. Which, by the way, I'm willing to die on the Five Guys hill, ladies and gentlemen. So, I'll take that
different.
To my grave, too.
It's a little different. I feel like, at least, you know, Five Guys, you walk in and you place your order. I don't think you can do drive-through Five Guys, can you?
I think a couple of locations have it, if I remember correctly. I've definitely seen it before. I know, at the very least, in when I lived in Orange City, like by the Orange City, Sanford, Daytona Beach area where I grew up, the local one that we had over there was a drive-thru.
They did have,
yeah, they did have a drive-thru. So they had drive-thru Five Guys. And one of the things that I'm surprised that they don't do by now is to have some sort of loaded fry option. I mean, they probably waste a lot of money fucking slamming them in the bag, as literally stuffing the bag to full capacity. But I really think that there's a missed opportunity there for Five Guys to have some sort
of capitalize on the loaded fry game.
Yeah, exactly. The loaded fry option. It sounds great.
Five Guys executives, if you're listening to this right now, this is your moneymaker right here. Hey, potatoes, they're inexpensive. Everyone loves them. Why not have more fry options? I mean, it's great that you have Cajun fries, but I don't think you get any extra revenue from that. That's just an option you can get. Why don't you load it up with some cheese? You got cheese for days. Throw some jalapenos, throw some scallions. I don't know. Just make them more exciting, you know?
Yeah, you're already stuffing them in the bag, for God's sake. At least capitalize on something. Take some sort of business opportunity and make it happen.
But during your investigation, you found that the animal fries, what was the term?
It's well done. Well done animal fries. And I was actually about to comment in the chat, in the Acid Attack Zach chat. I was about to comment on, make some sort of snide joke about your, I don't know how you can get animal fries well done, but I'm glad that I looked it up.
You bit your tongue and you're just like,
I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad. I had to figure it out for myself. I had to look at it and be like, oh God, wait, what could they possibly mean by animal fries being well done?
So what you're telling me is you did this thing that like most people, like 80% of people on the internet don't do.
And yeah,
like,
yeah.
Let me just do a little bit of research before I put my dumbass comment out into the ether.
To be fair, though, even if I had made my dumbass comment, it still probably would have been funny, and it might have gotten Zach a little ornery enough to where he would have had to respond back and give some sort of shit about it. And then, of course, I would have just did the classic, I was trolling, I gotcha.
Got him.
Got him. But no, I'm glad I did my research on that. So come at me, In-N-Out people. Your fries are so fucking bad that you have to order them well done for them to be good. So I'm gonna die on the Five Guys hill, fellas.
I wouldn't hate that. I've had In-N-Out burger. Have you had In-N-Out?
No,
burger
I have
ever?
Not actually had it, but yeah,
I've had it. It's like above average, but it's nothing to write home about.
That is what I've heard.
Yeah.
So a lot of other things have happened as well in, you know, kind of the off time that we've been off for. I am going to wait until Justin gets back, so we'll probably get to the really, really juicy stuff after the break. Plus, I have to fix his damn camera because I replugged it in and it's fucking staticky right now, too. So,
oh, I thought that was a creepy Halloween effect.
No, no, it's not. It's a creepy. Hey, no, stop it. Stop it, camera. I didn't ask you for this.
I didn't even notice that there's a whole ass another monitor right there.
Oh yeah, so that's my work computer actually. It's an all-in-one, and unfortunately, the reason that I have to keep it over there, you guys can't see this on the camera right now, fortunately, is that I don't have another table over there to put it on. So I guess that's my workstation. I mean, nobody sits there currently on the show as it is, so I figure, you know what, I can sit at two places. Not just one.
The candleside chat has been ousted.
Yeah, it has, unfortunately. And the thing is, so I moved the camera up there. We're going to have an overhead shot again fairly soon, but something in the studio rewiring that I did the other week. Honestly, that's part of the reason that we've been gone for so long is because I spent 3 weeks with the fucking studio just
in shambles.
Guts open, guts out. So I started doing it one day and I thought, all right, you know what? Mind is there. I'm ready to fucking go with this. I got a project. Let's do it. And so I get halfway through it. I get to the part where I've unhooked everything and all the wires are splayed out everywhere. And then I think, you know what? I'm going to go take a break. Let me go chill. Let me go sit down for a minute. Maybe just watch whatever's playing downstairs. And I never came back and got back to it. And so 3 weeks later, I finally decide, all right, I finally have that all right, let's get in there and do this because I'm ready to get back to it. So the overhead shot will be coming soon. The only problem is that fourth camera over there that was formerly known as the candle cam is I think it's dead.
Oh,
I know. It's sad.
Rip.
I know. It is sad. I in memoriam for the candle cam. I'm sorry that you had to die like this. Still hung up for some reason. I'm displaying your dead body on open display, but it's okay.
Gone so young. Rest in pepperonis.
The pepperonis will be missed. So, you had to start going back to the office recently. Now, I know that you spent, I think it was a few months, roughly the time frame, working from home, and it kind of makes me a little bit afraid because I have that coming up in January. To the necessity to go back to the office. But how is that working out for you? Because I know that you have to wake up a lot earlier now. It's impossible to just roll out of bed at 7:55, jump up at the computer and start getting to it. How's that kind of impacted your life recently?
Yeah, I mean, it sucks because it's funny when they were first announcing it, they're like, well, we're bringing everybody back into the office because we are better together. And then I finally get to the office, right? And I'm in a team of maybe like seven people, I want to say. And out of the seven people, it's only me and one other guy that's vaccinated. And I look around the cubicles and they're all empty. And I'm just thinking, hashtag better together. There's
what
no
happened,
one around.
What happened to the unvaccinated people?
They put in like exemptions. They said, hey, you know, due to like religious exemptions that, you know, whatever the reason being that they submitted for it. They basically got a temporary exemption to going back to the office, those lucky bastards.
How long is that going to last for?
Until the end of the year.
Holy shit. Okay, so
they get a couple of extra months of not having to spend buku bucks on gas, which is stupid price right now. It cost me $61 to fill up my tank. I'm just like, sheesh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. But you know what? You know what made it all worth it?
Hmm.
Pizza.
Pizza. Oh, I see. Yeah, one day of pizza. Company morale has never been higher because you got pizza for one day.
That's right. On the first day back, they're like, hey, we're having a pizza party. Actually, every single day of the first week, they had some kind of theme, right? They're like, today we're having a pizza party. The next day we're going to have little games like axe throwing and like darts and little games and stuff you can win prizes. And the pizza party day, and the reason why I point this out is because one of our big kind of like phrases or initiatives is like diversity and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, regardless of the color of your skin or your sexual orientation, you're included. Well, I get to the pizza party and guess what pizza that they bought?
What?
Only the most diverse and inclusive pizza you can think of.
Cheese pizza.
Papa John's.
Oh boy. Man.
I was just like, oh, yeah? Yeah. Diversity and inclusion, huh? We're going Papa John's. You just hire Shaq and now you forgot all of Papa John's sins? Really? Really?
This is how all the companies work, actually, is how they practice things are quite different from what they preached. So I feel like Papa John's is just a prime example of
hypocrisy.
Yeah, of corporate hypocrisy there. So we'll see how that ends up shaking out. So what's your travel like? I know because you're going right on rush hour, too. What time do you have to leave in the morning? Where's the office at?
Yeah, so with no traffic, if it was not rush hour traffic, I could probably get to the office in like 35 minutes. But as it stands right now, I have to be there and be in my seat at 8 in the morning. I have to leave by 7.
Gross.
And that's one way, right? So it's like a good 50-minute drive. And if I'm not getting screwed with the traffic, you know what I mean? It's so unpredictable. I-4 sucks. It's a wild west, like, yeah, it's like something straight out of Mad Max. If anybody has never driven on I-4, you're probably safer to not.
I haven't driven on I-4 in a while. Has that construction gotten any better, or is it only just...
It's in a perpetual state of construction, just like it always has been.
And always will be.
And I don't know why. I don't know what it is about I-4 that just everybody turns into somebody out of Mad Max, where they're like weaving in and out of traffic. like seriously, every single day that I go to work, there's at least like two accidents along the way. I'm just like, haven't you guys learned by now that you just don't drive like a dick? Don't drive like a dick, and everybody will be able to arrive in a reasonable manner. You know, you don't have to make me, you know, 10 minutes late for my shift just because you decided that you're going to sneak into this lane and then sneak into that lane. And yeah, it's
maybe they're not purposefully driving like they're a dick, but they're driving with their dick. They've just decided to whip it out and maybe use it as their third hand on the steering wheel. Or more likely, since they're driving like that, their dick is probably the only hand that they're using on the steering wheel. And the other two hands are just kind of maybe just laid back, chilling. My dick will do the work here.
You know, I did that once, and I don't recommend it, because in my mind, I was thinking that nobody would be able to see it. But then there was, I've told this story on air before, but then the kids drove by in the RV waving, and the truck drivers were honking at me. So I don't recommend doing that if you don't want to get slapped with an indecent exposure charge.
That's a shame. Indecent exposure doesn't really work out that well for anybody. Except you, because it's kind of fun. But everybody else...
It's just so exciting.
Everybody else is fuck them.
Those kids are scarred for life.
Yeah. That's a shame.
Sorry, kids.
That's a shame. So I heard about this this Halloween costume that you got last week. I know that we're still doing a little bit of Halloween wrap up, but where'd you end up going to get it at? Because you made a post on, I don't remember if it was Facebook or Instagram, about how there was some false advertising in this pirate costume that you got.
Yeah, so the post went something like this. It says, it's in quotations, it says, "Oh, wow, this costume that I got at Spirit Halloween looks exactly like it does on the packaging," said no one ever.
So what was it supposed to look like? Was it the classic case of very misleading marketing where they maybe Photoshopped the picture to make it look like it was going to be a cool costume, and then you get it and it's like this it's not as good. I was going to say this cheap ass costume, but I don't know. It looked pretty cool because I saw it. So
yeah, I mean, obviously they always put it in the best possible conditions with the parts that are unwrinkled that haven't been in packaging for like the last 13 months, left over from last year's Halloween and all this stuff. So no, it's just Just like the proportions are off. That doesn't ever quite fit the right way. And yeah, I don't know. It's just there's always just something about those Spirit Halloween costumes that just don't quite do it right.
Didn't you end up going to a party that you were the only one dressed up for?
Yeah, so I had quite the Halloween weekend. It went Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You did have a fun weekend.
Yeah, but the last day, we're going over friend of the show, Rob's, and it was a Halloween party slash football all day slash like going trick-or-treating with the kids.
Fun day.
And so I've worn this costume like two consecutive days at this point.
You got to get all your mileage out of it.
Oh, yeah. The $56, you know, you got to get the mileage. And also, I purchased
$56? Are you serious?
Yeah. No, it's serious. That was the cheap one.
Oh, my God.
And that's the whole farce with these costumes is that they're so lightweight and thin that they don't even qualify as being clothes half the time. But with the... in this instance, that's like there's almost like the whole weekend I didn't even come home, right?
Yeah.
So I like had extra clothes packed and I had planned it where I was like, oh, I'm gonna wear this day and wear my pirate costume that day.
All my clothes are the pirate costume.
I already had gotten to the end of the line here with my clothing planning, and it was just my costume because I was going to a Halloween party. It's just logical that you go to a Halloween party.
You planned it so meticulously that it just worked out to where your Halloween costume was your last outfit, and you're like, all right, this is the last place I gotta go. We're gonna dress up, we're gonna look nice, and we're gonna go to a
hang out with all the other people wearing their costumes.
Yeah.
And I was wrong. No, I show up and there's nobody in a costume except for kids, and I was just like, I want to go trick-or-treating too, daddy.
Were you like the father figure to all the kids?
It's funny because there was this one particular kid who had taken a liking to me, and he was trying to get me to play all these pranks. He's like, do you like pranks? Are you good at pranks? And I was just like, yeah. I was like, yeah, kid, I like pranks. Why? He's just like, let's play pranks. I'm like, okay, what do you got?
I don't know how you play pranks, but
he's like, all right, so this is what we're gonna do. I've been knocking on the door every minute for the last 12 minutes. Now you're going to knock on the door. It's going to be fucking hilarious. I'm just like, that's the worst prank I've ever heard. I'm in. Yeah. Yeah. And at one point he's just like, all right, you're going to pretend like you're dead. And I'm going to tell the other little girl that you're dead. And she's going to come in and you're just going to pretend to be dead. I'm just like, yeah, super convincing. And then she walks into the room. He's like, oh my God, he's dead. What happened? He got hit by a car. You're inside. I don't know how it happened. Yeah, no, it wasn't very well thought out. This kid has a long ways to go. I was just like...
Yeah, the logic of that situation doesn't quite check out. Like, it would actually have been quite hilarious if, you know, it had actually been a legitimate prank like that. But, I mean, in little kid logic, you just kind of have to pat him on the head. Aw, that's cute.
You're doing a good job. You're not, though.
You did your best.
Be better.
How old was this kid? Imagine...
probably like eight.
Eight? Imagine just that being the first time that 8-year-old is hearing, just, look, you got to get better. This is how...
Be better, kid.
Yeah, be better.
I've got participation trophies my whole life. I thought I was better.
No.
No participation trophies.
Mm-mm. Not in this household.
Maybe you changed her whole life.
Yeah, no. I think not. He still sucks.
So I do want to promote a couple of things before we take a break, which is that I finally did it.
You did it?
I caved.
Oh, shit. He did it, guys.
I caved on something, which is, and you might have seen my Instagram post on this if you're following Simulation Radio on Instagram, but I finally caved, fellas, which is that I downloaded an app that I have been hating for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I still continue to hate, by the way. Just because I've downloaded this app does not mean that I will not continue to fucking rail against it at every possible opportunity. But I downloaded TikTok.
He's got the TikTok.
Not to watch anything on it, but mostly to post stuff on it,
right,
to be honest.
Naturally.
So, of course, be sure to follow at Simulation Radio on TikTok as well. So I'll be posting quite a bit of stuff there fairly soon. In fact, I even did a live stream last weekend where we just kind of went through TikTok for a while. I put the freshly minted account right up there, and you guys came along with me and watched some TikToks. We watched some of Tom Brady's TikToks. Tom Brady actually has some interesting TikToks. I'm sure you've seen some.
I'm not surprised. No, he's. I don't know who does his like marketing, like social media marketing, but
they're banging.
It's on point. Yeah.
He put this one out that was a day in the life of Tom Brady, and it was actually a pretty interesting TikTok. I think it's his most popular one on his channel. Had to watch a little bit of Gordon Ramsay TikToks too.
Naturally.
Because
reacting to like people fucking up food.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He watched one with some lady making grilled cheese and criticizing him.
Wasn't it his grilled cheese recipe? Yeah. I've heard of this. I haven't seen it. It just goes to show the power of TikTok because I saw an article talking about this particular TikTok.
Oh,
what's,
really?
What's the world coming to?
We're making articles about TikToks now? Come on, 2021. Fuck off. So I'll be streaming us going over the Simulation Radio TikTok this weekend. So keep that in mind. I think I'm going to make it a stream project potentially, which is to manage and go through some TikToks and maybe browse TikTok on stream and make some videos about it. At the very least, I can be productive with it so that it's not so that I don't feel like it's fully useless, which, to be fair, it is kind of fully useless.
I'm just thinking of a universe where you're pretending to hate TikTok so much. You're like, let's go on there and make fun of it. And you're just sitting here like, I can't wait to watch these TikToks. Walk down the rabbit hole of TikTok. Oh, my God. Did you see that dance?
No, never.
Although,
that's still cringe content. That's still cringe.
Yeah.
I'm never going to get to that point where I'm just watching fucking e-girls sit there and dance to stupid-ass generic rap beats. No, we're never going to get to that point. Never. I refuse.
But it's trendy.
I know it is trendy, but it's so stupid. Oh, my God. I was watching an episode of Shameless with Justin the other night. Have you seen any of Shameless?
Yeah, I have. I haven't seen all the way through, but I've also watched some episodes here and there with him.
Fortunately, when I describe this scene, it's not really a spoiler, so it's not that big of a deal. But there's this one scene where one of William H. Macy's sons, the one that's, I don't even know if saying his career would be a spoiler at this point, but one of the younger ones, and he's out on duty. He's a cop.
Yeah.
And okay, so you're that far at least.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So he's a cop, and he's out on duty, and his partner, they're giving each other shit about how, oh, you're old, well, you're a fucking Zoom. And so the elder partner whips out his phone and, oh God, I forget exactly what the TikTok dance was, but they have a TikTok dance off in the middle of the street. And I couldn't help but sit there just hands face in my palm. Head like, oh God, no. Why is this so mainstream? So this weekend, check out the TikTok live stream that we'll be doing.
If you want to be a hypocrite too, join us on TikTok.
I'm at
Simulation Radio.
I'm not watching any of the cringe shit. The only cringe shit that I watched was the Island Boys stuff. I checked out the Island Boys TikTok so that I could make I made a video about that last weekend. So by the way, check that out. That's posted on the YouTube and all the social medias too. So I made this video about the Island Boys because I actually saw one of the Island Boys TikToks and they gave some decent relationship advice. And so the idea behind that was that, oh, wait a minute, maybe the Island Boys aren't so bad. And so I had to reverse engineer the success path of the Island Boys as they... So I started off with the most recent one, and then I worked my way back into that one video of them in the pool that made them go viral. And I think that's the only thing that caused me to not completely hate the Island Boys, because if I had taken that track, if I had walked that path from what was supposed to be start to finish, I feel like I would want to probably just remove them off of the face of the earth as well. But I started with that one video where they gave pretty good relationship advice, which basically boiled down to, you know, just have some confidence in yourself. Obviously, they said it in a kind of a Zoomer cringy way, but that was basically what their advice boiled down to, which was to just have some confidence in yourself. So I started with that video. That was my first exposure to them. And I had seen that they were getting a whole bunch of shit because, you know, rightfully so, after seeing the first video, it made me want to blow my fucking brains out. But started with that and then trailed back all the way to the pool video, which, of course, if you had started with that one made me want to put a bullet in my brain. So I hope to have changed your mind, at least, about the Island Boys in over the course of that video. I mean, it didn't change my mind. It's probably not going to change your mind. But, you know, if you hear, oh, God, somebody commented on that video, too,
yeah,
that said, oh, I, or the video that I made a couple days ago, mm-hmm, that said, oh, my husband says that he doesn't know about this, but then he hears me sing the Island Boys song, and then the first thing she hears from him in the other room is like, no, stop doing this. And so, like, it's infectious.
Why are you like this?
It's infectious. So we're going to take a break. It'll probably be maybe a little bit of an extended break, maybe 10 minutes-ish. I'll see where Justin's at, because I asked him where he was at, and I have not gotten a response back yet. So maybe he'll get here. I'm saving the juicy stories for when we come back from break, because we do have to talk about the wedding. We've got to talk about the bachelor party, too, because that was a lot of fun. Justin's got some stuff that he's doing coming up, and I got some football tickets for this weekend that I want to talk about that I'm very, ooh, very excited about. So we'll get to all of that good stuff when we come back.
Simulation. Hey, dude.
Boy, you should be glad that you stuck around until after the break, because I saved all the juicy stories for the second half. Trust me, you're going to like it. I teased them on social media, too, so I feel like we have to pay them off regardless. It does not appear that Justin will be joining us tonight, so you know what? Fuck
we'll
it.
We'll
I'm
see.
Getting to the juicy stuff without him, because a little
the
annoyed.
The show must go on!
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm actually a little bit annoyed. Yeah. Too. So, you know what? Fuck it. I'm getting to all the good stuff anyway. So, I did tease it. So, be glad that you stuck around. So, we all did something very fun recently that we have to catch up on. So, one of the things, it wasn't last week at this point, it was the weekend before. But good old Acid Attack Zach, a recurring character on the show that you've heard, especially if you were around in the good old days. So we went to his wedding, and I have not been to a wedding actually in a solid I think the last wedding I went to I was like 13 or 14, so it's I think this is the first wedding that I've been to in a hot second. But you guys were able to go to the bachelor party. Unfortunately, I was not. I think the bachelor party was last month, knee deep in our break. So it started off initially as, and this is a really, really shitty stroke of luck, which is that it was supposed to be in New Orleans, right? And
yeah.
So all of a sudden, everybody was planning it for it to be in New Orleans. In fact, I even took time off from my old job that I'm not at anymore to potentially go to New Orleans. Then some unfortunate circumstances happened, like, you know, them getting hit by a fucking hurricane. And that no longer became a viable option. So at the very least, you guys went to Tampa and had a good time. I wasn't able to be there because, you know, unfortunate extenuating circumstances. But it sounded like a really good time, too. I heard some stories about it. I know that you and Rob went. I know Gene went, too. Gene was who used to be on the show, too. So talk to me about kind of how that went. It was over a whole weekend, and it sounds like that you were up for just about the entire weekend.
Yeah, no, not a lot of sleep was had. We went on Thursday. It was me, Gene, and Zach initially. And, you know, once we got there, kind of chill night the first night, just watched some Thursday night football, made some friends at a random sports bar. It was actually pretty dope, too. I was turned around. There's, like, this German dude who his friends with, like, a Seahawks fan.
Night.
Yeah, and I was raising my glass like, Prost, and he's just like, oh, you know German. And so I was like, yeah, wohl, Herr Kommandant, ich bin ein Deutscher. And he's just like, oh shit. but that was the first night, more or less. I just posted to the chat the speech. But
Cool. We're gonna go over that on the Patreon show. Plus, also really quick, I don't mean to cut you off mid story, but you were also part of a Joyner Lucas video in the new video that just came out. Yes. We're gonna go over that on the Patreon show too. I was gonna save that for the main show, but I feel like just showing some screenshots is not as fun as watching the whole video, and we'll be able to do that on the Patreon show.
That's right.
So
where we won't get blacklisted.
Hell yeah. So we're going to analyze the best man speech, and we're going to check out the Joyner Lucas video that you were in on the next Patreon show.
So if you guys aren't subscribed to the Patreon, you're missing out on your boy being in a legit Joyner Lucas music video.
It's cool as shit.
It's real. It's real life. You're about to watch it there. The video is called Duck Duck Goose, if you want to look for it yourself. And you're not a subscriber, but
see if you can find him before we talk about it.
That's right. Or don't, because then you'll be missing the show, and that is a mistake. But, that's the first night. Whatever, just chill. We had some more people start piling in.
The first night's usually the warm up night, right? The first night you're not going too hard into much of anything. The first night you're kind of warming up to the new location,
especially after traveling.
Yeah, exactly. You're figuring out what you want to do. You're not going super hard. You're still you just kind of warming up.
Yeah, and that's more or less what had happened. The following nights, however, not much sleep was had.
No.
The first eventful thing to kind of mention and speak on was that there is a club called Eden out there, and it was this like really nice kind of, they had like three different sections. They had like an outdoor section, an indoor bottom section, and upstairs section.
Ooh.
And
this is in Tampa, right?
This is in Tampa, in Eden. We were supposed to get the hookup like with bottle service. So we get a bottle service with our own table and all this kind of stuff. They come out with the sparklers and lights and shows and all this kind of stuff. And when I say supposed to get a hookup, by the time that we got the bill, it was full price. So that was cool.
Oh no.
we were told it was going to be hooked up and it wasn't, but regardless, I'm there with everybody. Me and a friend of the show decide that we're going to take some illegal substances. And
just a couple.
One or two. And so we're having a blast. I'm like walking around. I brought my hand fan because there is an outdoor section to it that's a little humid.
You and the hand fan.
Oh, bro. It's my secret. And EDC's coming up. Not this weekend, but the weekend after that. And
I imagine you'll have all the hand fans.
Oh, yeah. No, everyone's gonna love me. But I've proven this time and time again. Doesn't matter where you are, as long as you're in Florida or any place where there's a lot of people or, you know, a lot of bodies. If you bring a hand fan, you're going to instantly be everybody's best friend.
I think the hand fan theory's got some legs to it.
Yeah, no, it's a non-intrusive way to spread joy. And one of the things that I do is I'll walk up to the hardest looking motherfucker, like dude wearing a grill, and he's like buff and big, and he looks intimidating, like he's gonna fuck you up if you look at him the wrong way, right? And I just start fanning that dude, and like, you know how they'll have that kind of like blank stare, and then they feel the breeze, and then they see you, and then they just smile, and they just melt and turn into a big teddy bear, and they're just like, yeah, bro, like give me
that's
give
right,
me some more
bring
of that.
It in, yeah, bring it in,
give me some more of that fan. I'm just like, feels good, right? And like, oh fuck yeah.
Whereas any other person might think that, you know, this guy looks intimidating. He might just, if I tried that shit, he might just punch me in the face. But
right.
The hand fan is the ultimate equalizer. It's great.
It is. It is. Very rarely do people actually say, bro, cut that shit. Which happened during the Halloween excursion.
Oh,
but
really?
This particular night, I was we're going around and it turns out, do you know who the rapper Rich the Kid is? Yeah, me neither. But basically,
no.
He's a rapper. I actually listened to. I've heard a couple of his songs. I was like, oh, that's the guy. He actually just shows up to Eden.
Of course, he's highballing like
he
just, that.
He rolls up. He has, like, there's like a camera crew around and stuff. I'm like fanning his security personnel.
What do the security personnel think about that? Were the security personnel all about it?
Oh, they loved it. Yeah,
I bet. What were they wearing? Are they in normal getup clothes, or are they actually? Do they look like security personnel?
They look like security.
Oh shit. Okay. So you were really ballsy by going up and trying to hand fan them because you think maybe you might think that they're potentially. Like actual officials that, you know, is not going to be taking this sort of shit. But, you know, it sounds like they, even the security officials had a good time too. It turns out security officials are also people.
Hey man, I've done this to even police officers. Like I was walking down the street, and this is a little side story. This isn't incorporated with the whole bachelor party story, but just during Halloween, we were downtown. I was fanning like some hard looking motherfuckers and then turn around and fan the police officers leaning up against their squad cars. And everybody appreciates it for more or less the same, you know? So it's kind of neat, but
everyone's in it.
Yeah, no, but basically, we're like dancing and partying all night, and I'm, fanning random people. I end up making good friends with this group of girls who are there for like a bachelorette party. I'm just like, no way, we're here for a bachelor party. The chick is like wearing a tiara or whatever. It turns out she's going to EDC. I'm like, I'm going to EDC. So we got each other's contact information, so I'll probably see her next weekend. But outside of just getting stuck with the bill of the bottle service that was supposed to be hooked up, nothing too crazy happened outside of Rich the Kid just showing up and just like crashing the party.
How did you guys get promised bottle service? Because I remember Rob telling me the story, but I don't remember all the ins and outs of it. But.
Yeah, more or less, we have a friend who is a manager of a strip club out in Tampa, the penthouse, which will show up later in this story.
And the manager should have the power to comp all of your shit.
Well, he's not the manager there. He's a friend. Basically, he's the manager at the penthouse.
Oh, he knows
the
guy.
And so he knows people.
He knows a guy.
Yeah, he knows a guy. And
he knows a guy.
Yeah, so then obviously, you know, push comes to shove, that didn't actually end up happening. But it was a pretty cool night, you know, just and actually met some people there. On two occasions, people that I ran into at Eden, I've ran into the very next day. Two separate strangers, mind you. So the second night, or the following night, not the second night, I think this is like the third night at this point.
The nights all become intermingled with each other. Yeah,
when you don't sleep, it's all one day. So this was Saturday at this point, and we're mostly like resting up, or to the best of our ability, until later, where we decide we're going to go to a couple bars and then go out to the penthouse, which our friend is a manager at. So we show up at this, the second bar that we end up going to is a place called The Patio. And I run into the same dude I ran into at Eden the night before. I was like, I like walked by him. I was like, did a double take. I was like, Jerome?
Hey!
Jerome? He's just like, yo! And I was like, what's up, bro?
It's a small world.
Yeah, and so we ended up like dabbing each other up and like talking for a bit. But while we were there, we ran into like another group of people who were like super chill. Like they were talking to our group, we were talking to them. And I saw this
people.
one person kind of on the side or whatever, and I saw that as my in to like introduce myself. I was like, what's up, man? I'm John. What's your name? He's like, I'm Joey. I'm like, oh, that's cool, Joey. Where are you from? He's like, oh, I'm from Pennsylvania. I was like, oh, no shit. Like, my roommate Terry right here is from Pennsylvania. Let me introduce you. So I introduced Terry to Joey, and it turns out they're from the same town.
Oh, shit.
Like, when you say, like, oh, yeah, I'm from Pennsylvania, like, well, a lot of people, like, I'm from Maine originally. And when people ask me where I'm from in Maine, I'll say Portland. I'm not from Portland. I'm from Buxton, which is near Portland, right? You get that, like, general association to, like, the next biggest city that someone might recognize.
The thing about that is that when you say that you're from the area that you think other people are going to recognize, then that opens up the other person that you're telling where your location is to say, all right, maybe I'm from that more specific location that you're you're not going to tell anybody. You want to tell the recognizable one. And therefore, you guys kind of connect like that. The other person says, oh, I'm from this little
podunk town.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no. Yeah.
Like, oh, no shit. I know where that is.
And that's exactly what happened with Terry and Joey at that time. And so, like, they start talking. I introduce myself to, like, the other people, too. Their names are Connor and Courtney.
Connor and McGregor.
And they're all, like, super cool. And so we end up staying there pretty late until we decide that we're going to go back to the Airbnb. And I invite them to come back to the Airbnb with us, which ultimately Connor and Joey ended up showing up. I didn't expect them to, but they ended up coming. They're like, oh, we'll pop by for a little bit. You know, we're probably not going to the strip club. Well, they went to the strip club with us.
Nice.
And so that was the night where they had the Fury versus Wilder fight, I think is what it's called. It's a boxing match. I guess it's like one of the best fights in history or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
So that was the night that we were at the penthouse at this point. And so, you know, we're watching the fight there. It's all packed and you can't hardly get around anybody. Well, the first of the blunders happened when Rob was walking down the stairs of the penthouse and missed a step.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's a big boy, right? So he misses a step, all of his energy's going forward, and he plows into one of the strippers who's sitting there talking to our friend who's one of the managers at the penthouse. And her drink spills all over herself. She's like, "What the fuck?" And start going off on him.
I'm not paying you to be mad, bitch.
he's just like, "I'm sorry, you know, I missed a step, I tripped, I fell, whatever.
I'm sorry.
That was the first strike. So then later the fight ends up ending. At that point, Zach goes and like gets you know, ends up going and like getting like a dance or whatever. So he's gone. And
did he get as drunk there as he did at the wedding?
Just about. Yeah, I was going to say worse, but I don't know that you can get much worse.
Yeah, that's a little tough. We'll get there, though.
Yeah, so what ends up transpiring next is that, you know, we're over by the tables, we're throwing money or whatever, Rob is, like, tipping out this one of the dancers, and, like, with one of the tips that he puts in his hand and slaps her ass with the money, right? Some people have been doing it, you know, it depends on the girl or whatever, but
sounds
this
funny,
girl,
Gary.
Cause it's a no contact bar. She was not having it. She's like, really? A dollar? You're going to slap my ass with a dollar? This is a no contact bar, sir. If you're going to slap my ass, make it 100.
It's all I have.
And so like, you know, Rob kind of feeling bad. He's just like, you ever have a moment where like things play out differently in your head than they do in real life?
All the time.
So here's what happened in Rob's head. Rob kind of feeling bad that he offended this dancer, and so he reaches into a pocket and pulls out whatever money that he has left in terms of like change, like the broken down bills, the $1 bills. And in his mind, he's gonna toss it all up onto the stage, make it rain, money's going to fly everywhere, and she's going to forgive him. What actually happens is Rob reaches into his pocket, pulls up all the rest of the money that he hasn't changed, probably like $36 or something like that worth of ones. And when he throws it, instead of it going and bursting off into a big flurry of money that rains down on the crowd and the dancer,
oh boy,
it all sticks together and he heaves it at this girl's face. Smacks her right in the face with $36 worth of ones. Just a clump of ones. Smacks her right in the mouth.
Look, you forget how thick $36 is, but $36 is probably a fairly fat stack.
Just about that. And when it's being heaved with some enthusiasm because you want to show your appreciation for her art, he ends up smacking her in the fucking face after she just ridicules him for slapping her in the ass. And he's just like, yep, I'm going to go.
Yeah, that's all you can do with that in that situation is you take your lumps and you do a 360 and you Xbox it right out of there. You get the fuck out.
Yeah, he wasn't about to wait around for a third strike and be out. He was just like, that's my cue. I'm going back to the B&B. So he ends up leaving. And so after that, at this point, you know, pretty much everyone leaves, except I turn around and it's Joey, who's one of the people that we met just that
Joey.
Night. Joey from
hey.
Philly. And Mike Willie. And it's like the only people there besides myself. I'm like, okay, well, like, Joey's cool. Mike is a little cringy with the way he's interacting with girls, but like somehow it's working. Like he's like giving like every girl like a high five as he walks by them. And do you know who Mike Willie is?
Yeah.
He's kind of like a jacked dude, like kind of like tall or whatever, but lacks social skills. Almost like it's funny because I'm gonna backtrack a little bit at Eden, where you know those people that like sometimes their personality is their looks. And that's all that they have to offer. Literally at Eden, like I'm watching him because I'm like pulling people and talking to girls and stuff, like just by fanning them, like not paying much attention, just like fanning them as they walk by. And then like they walk back, they're like oh, give me some more. I'm just like, yeah, it feels good.
Yeah, man. You're right.
They're like, oh my God, it feels so good. But I'm like watching Mike, and he's literally just like pulling up his shirt.
That's not a personality. Hey.
This is a good pickup line. You like my abs?
You have to say something.
And so I'm like cringy status. And
he's
so,
like looking for a line off stage. He's like, please, somebody hand me a script.
And he probably fumble over the words. But so that's kind of the vibe that I got that night. And it's just continuing this particular night at the penthouse where he's like high-fiving girls like, hey. And then he'd like grab their hand and like dance with them a little bit, like the strippers, the dancers. And so I was just like, like, this is a little cringy. But somehow it was working. And at one point, like, because I wasn't really sure, I like to observe and I like to watch, and I was trying to get a temperature of the situation. And he's dancing with this girl, and he like grabs her and like puts his arm around her. And
she punches him in the face.
That's what I was expecting.
Hoping for
it. And I was like trying to sense for any like discomfort and like see if she was like nervous about like him pulling this shit. And so like just jokingly, I walk up. I was just like, hey, is he behaving himself? And she goes, no, but I like it. I'm just like, okay.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm not gonna
fuck with that.
Fair enough. Bye.
Fair enough. Yeah, yeah. As you were. So somehow that worked. But anyways, I'm just here with Joey, who I just met that night, who's super
Joey.
Cool. And Mike, who's being like a little cringy, but somehow like making it work. And so we're like, I don't know, like maybe we should like call an Uber or whatever. So Joey starts to call the Uber, and I turn around and Zach's there, like out of nowhere. I was just like, bro, where have you been? It's been like an hour. He's just like, I've been around. I've been everywhere. I was like, oh, cool. Word. Well, I guess, I mean, you're trying to stay here. He's just like, fuck yeah. I'm like, all right, I guess we're staying right then. And so, and I didn't see this part, but apparently Zach stopped a fight shortly thereafter. And what had happened allegedly was that Mike was standing near the tables, and there's this other, like, maybe equally burly dude with a magnificent beard. And he was sitting in a seat, and he got up from his seat for a moment to like walk over to like this other spot or like talk to his boy or something like that. And so Mike looks at his seat and then looks at the guy, and the guy apparently like goes, no, meaning like, don't sit in my seat. And then what does Mike do? He sits in the seat. So that apparently caused this whole altercation, like where they're like yelling at each other. And Zach, from what I can only imagine, because I wasn't there exactly, is Zach's like, hey, it's my bachelor party. Everyone just have a good time. Like, let's be friends. And somehow, some way, like, he diffuses the situation. And the dude who had the magnificent beard, who was about to fight Mike Willie, like, hands Zach, like, a bottle of Jameson, which at a strip club has to cost, like, $300.
Yeah, my God.
And so I turn around and I see Zach walking around with a bottle of Jameson. I'm like, Zach, where the fuck did you get that? He's just like, I stopped a fight And
he gave it to me.
He gave it to me. I was just like, holy shit. And so like, I am dope, like hanging out with that, like in that area and like interacting with him. But it's funny, like for as big as Zach was, I kept losing him. Like I'd look away. And then a moment later, I look back. I'm like, where the fuck is Zach? and so like, I turn around.
The disappearing giant.
And I, yeah, literally, and I turn around and I see somehow like there's Zach's already a big dude, like probably like 6'7" or something like that. And I turn around and like Zach is like hugging up someone who's bigger than him.
And how do you find these people?
I don't know, bro. But like literally the whole night I turn around and Zach is like buddying it up with a brand new person and they're like loving it. And like Zach, mind you, like normally you go to a strip club, you might wear like a button up shirt. You might like try to look presentable. Zach didn't try at all. He's wearing like a Lucky's Market shirt, which makes him look like a mechanic.
I guess you're right.
And he's wearing like a baseball cap. Like he legit looks like a mechanic. And so somehow, some way, he's like befriending all these people. I lose him. I turn around. He's like hugging another group of people. And now there's like, it's like this like sharp dressed man with like a really nice beard, wearing a vest and like a hat, like almost like a fedora. I'm just like, what is going on? And so like periodically I'm just like watching Zach, just making sure he's not getting in trouble because he's being like overly friendly. And
it sounds suspicious,
I see him
almost
walking over to the VIP section and there's the one of the security guards there. I'm just like, I wonder how this is going to play out. Cause my every instinct in me told me to like run up to him and be like, no.
I know you think he's going to get in some trouble.
And then somehow he just walks by the security guy and goes into the VIP section. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Look, he practiced the classic way to look like that you're fitting in, which is just act like you are. Just stroll along. It's like trying to get into VIP at a concert potentially, which is that, you know, just look like you belong there and just kind of stroll through it with confidence. So it sounds like he didn't really give a shit. He just kind of
and that only exacerbated itself later in the night. So after we were there until close, which I believe is like at 2, something like that, maybe 3, I forget, probably 2, but basically we go and we like everyone's like piling out of the strip club and everyone's like calling their lifts or getting their cars and driving off and things. And at this point, Zach continues his like friendly streak, but now it's a different vibe. Now there's no music, there's no girls, it's just different, right? And so now he's going up to people drunk, like, it's my bachelor party. People are like, yeah, dude, whatever, I don't give a shit. Whereas before it was like he was making best friends with like everybody.
Oh yeah.
And so shortly thereafter, this argument breaks out between these like two groups of people. There might have been like 8 people in each group. They're like yelling at it, but bro, I could take you to street race right now. I'll put 10 grand on it. Like we can race in the car. Like you guys are talking. You're talking. What are you driving? I don't see what you're driving. What, you're waiting for your Uber to get here? Is that what it is? You're gonna race us in your Uber? Is that what you're waiting for? And they're talking shit.
That didn't get laid are all still there.
All the testosterone
buildup.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly. And so I see Zach like start hovering up to that group. I'm just like, Zach, no.
You hear him pounding. You hear him.
And then I had to grab his hips. I'm like, Zach, no. And then I could turn around and he's hovering back over. Zach, no. Bad heel, boy. Heel.
Bat.
Sit. And so at one point I turn to Joey, who's called an Uber at this point. And I was just like, what's it looking like on this Uber? Because things are getting heated. I don't know if people are going to like pull out. I don't know if people are going to pull out like weapons or if it's going to get violent or whatever. Like it was starting to get into one of those types of arguments where these two groups of people are screaming at each other. And no sooner did I like go and ask Joey how long it took until the Uber came. And he told me it was going to be another 15 minutes. I turn around. Jesus. Zach's in the middle of these two groups of people.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Drunk off his ass. And
he wants to fight that too.
Like, he's he's in the middle of this group of people. He's just like, it's my bachelor party, guys. Like, wait, no need to be fighting. Like, let's not yell at each other.
Come
like,
together over me.
Yeah. And predictably enough, it does not go the way that he plans. He's like, who the fuck are you? Who's this guy, huh? Who's this mechanic axe looking motherfucker?
And did so, they like, actually say that?
And so I go into the middle of the group of people. I'm like, I'm sorry, my friend, he's drunk. It's his bachelor party. Let's go, Zach. Zach, let's go. Let's go. He's just like, yeah, I got the STP boys over here.
Oh,
like the
you're
mechanic.
You're just asking to get decked in the face.
Almost, or worse, you know what
or
I mean?
Like shanked.
And so finally the Uber arrives and the dude's name is like Aaron or something like that or Austin. And so we like pile into this car. Joey ends up going a separate way, but it's me, Zach, and Mike at this point in the car. And so Zach's like rambling, you know, in a drunken stupor to the Uber driver about his night and stuff. And he's like, I stopped two fights today. I got a bottle of Jack. And what just happened was there's these two groups of people that were like drunk and they were going to race. They're going to street race. And that's dangerous. And I stopped them. I quelled the entire thing. And I made sure that everyone was safe. And I could die tomorrow in knowing in my heart of hearts that I probably saved some lives today.
Imagine you're the
Uber
driver.
No sooner did those words leave Zach's mouth, you see three supercars whip by us. Vroom,
vroom, vroom. Holy shit.
Like he's convinced that he's prevented them from racing and causing a potentially dangerous situation. He's speaking about how he stopped that as they're whipping by us and flying by us. And he's still telling the story like it actually happened. He's just like, I could die tomorrow knowing that I saved some lives. And like, I feel good about it. I feel good. And just like, I'm like, look at him. I'm just like, I'm going to buckle up my seatbelt. Click. But it was just funny because I'm pretty sure like if I talk to him about it to this day, he probably still believes that he stopped any street racing from happening.
He probably blacked out.
Oh no. Yeah. There's no question. But
imagine you're the Uber driver in that situation. And the whole time, all you're thinking is, please God, I don't care. Just shut the fuck up. Please.
No, the guy, at least he played it off as if like, he was
you do have to in that situation.
Cause at that point you're like having fun with it too. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, tell me about your night. Like, oh, like, let me hear this drunken man's story and see where it goes. Cause you know how Zach can get when he tells the stories, he goes off the walls with things. And I'm sure it was entertaining, but it was, I just thought like nothing was funnier to me than him saying how he stopped a street race as the street race is passing us. You know what I mean?
That's just prime justice. I love it.
Yeah, the timing couldn't have been better with that situation. So that was
sounds like fun.
No, it was a great time. And then the last day we ended up going to a Bucks Dolphins game. We bought Zach tickets. I got to troll Rob the whole time because he's a Dolphins fan. I like the Bucks, and it did not end well for the Dolphins.
Yeah, the Dolphins are having a bad season, aren't they? They are.
They're like 2-4 right now. They've all been close games. They haven't looked terrible, but no, it's definitely not the season that I think all the Dolphins fans were hoping for. You have NFL tickets, though, don't you?
Or I do, actually. And I hate to do this, fellas, but I'm gonna have to blue ball you because we're running out of time. Ooh. So I will talk about this on
where are we gonna talk about it?
We'll talk about it on the Patreon show. We'll also talk about the wedding on the Patreon show too. So we have a juicy action-packed Patreon show that's coming up for you, so please stay tuned for it, and we will, of course, see you next week. So make sure that you're following at Simulation Radio on everything. It was very fun to be back. We spent basically the whole night just kind of telling stories, and because we had a lot to catch up on. So
we're not done, fools.
No, we're not.
Join us over on the Patreon show.
Yeah. Oh, the Patreon show is going to have all the juice that you didn't get to hear.
And believe me, it is worth the squeeze.
Oh, it definitely is. So just honk honk and we will get there. So thank you all for subscribing and watching and following and doing all the things that you do. I love you all. We'll see you next week. Bye. We'll be right back.
Cratchit, I'm out of here.